Liturgical Day, Sunday, the 14th in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel, Luke, chapter 10, verses 1-12 and 17-20. The Lord appointed 72 other disciples and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he himself was to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Set off without purse or bag or sandals. Do not stop at the homes of those you know. Whatever house you enter, first bless them, saying, 'Peace to this house.' If a friend of peace lives there, the peace shall rest upon that person. But if not, the blessing will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking at their table, for the worker deserves to be paid. Do not move from house to house. When they welcome you in any town, eat what they offer you. Heal the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has drawn near to you.' But in any town where you are not welcome, go to the marketplace and proclaim, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off and leave with you.' But know and be sure that the kingdom of God has come to you. I tell you, on judgment day, it will be better for Sodom than for this town." The 72 disciples returned rejoicing. They said, "Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we called on your name." Then Jesus replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. You see, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, so that nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice because the evil spirits submit to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven." Commentary by Father D. Joseph Archer. Today, we look at some who, in the crowd, have sought to come to Jesus Christ. He is talking while watching the fields full of ears. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Suddenly, looking on to them, straight in the eyes, he points out a few, one by one, you, and you, and you, up to 72. Astonished, they hear him say, "Go, two by two, into every town and place where he will go." Perhaps some have answered, "But Lord, I only came to hear you, because it's so beautiful what you are saying." The Lord warns them against the danger that lurked them. "Go on your way. I am sending you like lambs among wolves." And using custom images in the parables, he adds, "Set off without purse or bag or sandals." Interpreting the expressive language of Jesus, put aside human means. "I send you, and that is enough. Even though it feels far away, stay close. I accompany you." Unlike the 12, called by the Lord to remain with him, the 72 then returned to their families and their work. They lived there with what they had found with Jesus, to bear witness, each in its place, just helping those to come closer to Jesus Christ. The adventure ends well. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing. Sitting around Jesus Christ, they shared the experience of that couple of days in which they discovered the beauty of being a witness. When considering today that distant episode, we see that it is not just a historical memory. We are taking the hint. We can be next to Christ, present in the church, and worship him in the Eucharist. Pope Francis encourages us to bring Christ to man and lead to an encounter with Jesus Christ. Way, truth, and life, truly present in the church, and contemporary in every man.